This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin held their first summit Wednesday, with cyber attacks, human rights, and arms control highlighting their nearly four-and-a-half-hour meeting. After the summit, Biden said that he brought up human rights, something that he called part of the DNA of the United States.
No president of the United States could keep faith with the American people if they did not speak out to defend our democratic values, to stand up for the universal and fundamental freedoms that all men and women have, in our view. That's just part of the DNA of our country. So human rights is going to always be on the table, I told him.
At a separate news conference, President Vladimir Putin said through an interpreter that while he and Biden do not agree on everything, they continue to have what he called a pragmatic relationship.
But no, we have to represent our countries, and the relationship is a pragmatic one, primarily.
The two leaders also agreed to return their respective ambassadors to each other's capitals after a diplomatic tug-of-war that involved senior diplomats. The European Union is recommending member countries start lifting restrictions on tourists from the United States. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The move was adopted during a meeting in Brussels of permanent representatives of the 27-nation bloc. The recommendation is non-binding, and national governments have authority to require test results or vaccination records and to set other entry conditions if they want. In addition to the US, also added were North Macedonia, Albania, Serbia, Lebanon, and Taiwan to the tourist travel list. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union moved a step closer Wednesday to deploying its massive pandemic recovery fund, with a top executive going to Portugal and Spain to announce the bloc's initial endorsement of their national spending plans. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen visited Portugal first, which was the first of the EU's 27 countries to formally present ideas for spending its share of the $970 billion earmarked last year to help countries out of sharp economic downturn caused by the pandemic.
And today I'm very happy to announce that the European Commission has decided to give its green light to Portugal's recovery and resilience plan.
Von der Leyen then crossed the border to visit Madrid, where she met with Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to give the stamp of approval to Spain's plan to use nearly $85 billion in grant money. Prime Minister Jean Castex says France will remove the requirement to wear face masks outdoors and end a nightly coronavirus curfew 10 days early. The announcement comes as France reported about 3,900 daily virus cases on average, down from more than 35,000 in the March to April peak. Castex welcomed what he called very good news and said the 8-month 11 p.m. curfew would lift on Sunday rather than June 30th. He also said that masks will not need to be worn outdoors anymore, except in crowded places, in lines, in markets, and stadiums. More than 58% of France's adult population has received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose. On Tuesday, vaccinations were opened to 12 to 18-year-olds as part of a push to protect the nation as restrictions are gradually being lifted. Scientists and workers at a Chinese satellite launch center in the Gobi Desert are making their final preparations for the launch of the Shenzhou 12 spacecraft, a high-stakes crewed mission and China's first crewed launch in years. Reuters' Maha Albadrawi reports.
China will send three astronauts into orbit on Thursday, the first of four crewed space flights to complete the country's space station by the end of next year. Ni Haixing, Liu Boming, and Tang Hongbo will launch into orbit aboard the spacecraft from Jiuquan in northwestern Gansu province. Construction of China's space station began in April with the launch of Tianhe, the first and largest of three modules. Chinese astronauts have had a comparatively low international profile. U.S. legislation bars NASA from any cooperation with China, and Chinese astronauts have not been to the more than two-decade-old International Space Station.
That's Reuters' Maha Albadrawi. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.